Отец, Сын и
God,
Святой Дух.
Son, Holy Spirit, Father.
Ты уже напомнил нам, что
you
ты здесь.
You have already reminded us that
мы, Господь,
you're here with us and we worship you because you are the God, the Creator, and we are your creature.
Очень-очень далеки от того, чтобы быть богами.
And we are so far away from being gods.
Мы сейчас просим Тебя, чтобы Ты благословил нас, Господи. Мы хотим поклоняться Тебе во время этой проповеди. Мы хотим поклоняться во время нашего личного исследования,
слушания Твоего Слова.
Пожалуйста, Господь, помоги каждому из нас быть очень активным поклонником, очень помоги, чтобы никто из нас
please help.
Не расслабленным
no
был, просто думал, что за него кто-то должен
but
все сделать, проповедник, как его заинтересовать, и
him.
Все ему объяснить. Господь, помоги каждому
please
из нас
help
поклоняться
истинным,
читать,
worship,
и рассуждения над этими истинами,
really apply every truth that we will hear today and apply them to our real life. God, you know how many hearts are really begging you for this. Please respond to us in accordance with what we ask. Please give your feedback. And as a preacher man, I hope, rely my hope in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take your seats. You may open Luke chapter 4. It's the passage here from verse 1, which describes a very special event. Is a temptation which came to Jesus in the desert. We shall read and learn from this passage. Before this, I will remind you that last week we were talking about the questions that are to form our thirst for this passage, to dive into it, because this passage gives a response to a certain question we have inside us and certain inclination. Our hearts are very much inclined to sin, to commit sins, and they are very much inclined not to listen to God. We would like to disobey God, and we tend to undervalue God. We tend to value our ways to happiness, our wills, our pictures of how it should be. And in all of these moments we commit sins. We've been talking that the whole mankind is fighting with this second spiritual law, that everything tends to chaos. It works in our soul, it works in our society. We live close to such people. We see ruins in every person, certain flaws, certain actions that destroy the person, the actions that bring him to further flaws and fails. And this inclinations is reigning in certain spheres of our lives. Do we see this? Or have we got used to that? Or we pretend not to see it? Each of us regularly can see this poison that is working in our hearts and in poison us. And we cannot get rid of this poison.
Между людьми и вообще к тому, что вокруг нас происходит, и он отравляет это. Мы не можем вывести этот яд.
And we can't get rid of this poison. We are very sick with the sin, and we cannot cure ourselves. And very often this disease may develop so strong that it can bring a lot of pain, and we feel absolutely tired. And some people are falling into this sin, and we said that some of the smart hearts forget about these inclinations.
Нет там какого-то особенного греха. Я с грехами то распрощался, я
раньше. I've said goodbye to sins. Now I'm good. Earlier I deceived people. Now I don't. Sometimes I'm just not saying everything, but so the rest is fine. And this is a self-deceit. The sincere souls who do not deceive themselves all oftentimes come to a certain disappointment, and they get very much tired of this fight and of this sin. We also talked about Apostle Paul, who was talking about this exhaustion, and we thought, do you see any spheres in your life in which you have fight and you get tired of fighting and you come to a certain disappointment, you go astray, and you've started it on Monday and after Easter and after New Year you've been started this fight, and it seems like it's you will control it and you will improve it, but as you understand, you will not. It brings you to a very disappointment. I've been thinking about myself today, and as I analyzed my heart, and I have four things I have fight with, and I've listed at least four things I have problems with.
И я увидел вот такие склонности моей души, что у меня есть сильнейшая жажда к тому, чтобы в моем сознании было что-то интересное.
I have a very big thirst for something interesting. I hate boredom. It's also my strong side. It's also my weak side. Because when I have to play Lego with kids, I'm dying of boredom. So I kind of work on myself to do it. And I sometimes comfort myself as they grow up. We will talk about serious things, but now we shall play with kids. I also read in a book that in childhood kids need mom, and later on they need dad. It's fault. So I'm not gonna deceive myself. I see it as weakness of my heart. Sometimes when I have to go to bed and I can't finish up with Facebook, I see this fight that I have a lot of good desires that tear me apart. It's easy to deceive yourself and think those are good things, those are ministry. No, but this takes away my soul. It's a very sinful friend. The answer of the conference, don't waste your life. And I'm still thinking that the calling helps to filter the stuff, and you just start to do what you need to do. You have to grow in self-control, and I have extra concern that people are not satisfied with me. and the devil uses it against me. If they treat me critically or they treat our ministry with extra criticism, so it gives me a lot of concerns.
Но когда это меня очень сильно беспокоит, это начинает менять мою жизнь. Например,
and when I get too much worried about that,
слушает, но один засыпает или болтает.
Сейчас
таких нет. Ну, предположим, где-то они там.
Sometimes as I see someone is falling asleep, I start to preach to this person personally.
Хотя я должен просто доверить человека Богу и себя.
And these are the situations when I have just to lay my hope in God. Another thing, I have extra emotional reaction at wrong behavior of people. While I just have to bring the situations to God.
Может быть, вам показалось, что детский сад какие-то.
Sometimes you may think I am a saint human, but the reality is egocentric desires.
Это меня намного больше беспокоит, чем некоторые такие.
Makes me nervous much more than other stuff in life. But those things I see, they are very dangerous to my heart. What fight makes you tired in your life? In what sphere? And we also responded to the question how we can get out of this sinful circus, how to overcome this strong inclination to sin.
Какая аэродинамическая сила может преодолеть это?
What dynamic strength may overcome it?
Библейское объяснение этого ответа. Мы увидели, что выход в том, чтобы все.
We saw that the solution is to be with Jesus Christ. With all force and strength you have, when you are absolutely tired, when you are exhausted.
Хвататься за Христа.
You should take care of vertical things. You should put all your energy into falling in love with Christ and learn Him in a better way. You may see, you should see Him as a winner above sin and understand that He is the only one who can take you out of this pit. And this is God's word to our souls who appear in a trap. And this sermon is a practice of this certain answer. In this sermon, let's take a look at Christ. Let's pray during a sermon so God will bring to life this image of Christ in our hearts so we could see Him as the winner who has power to set us free because He won. So, Luke chapter 4, verse 1, till verse
14.
So let's study it. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, where he was baptized by John the Baptist. And was led by the Spirit in the desert. Where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell the stone to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world, and said to him, I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want. So if you worship me, it will all be yours. Jesus answered, It is written, Worship the Lord your God, and serve Him only. The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered, it says, do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished all his tempting, he left him until an opportune time. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. To understand it in a better way, let's remind ourselves what happened before this. Jesus was baptized by the repentance baptism. Today Christians are baptized by their baptism by Jesus Christ. That baptism was about the repentance when people seeked the Messiah. So Jesus got baptized as he was a sinner, and thus he showed he came to this world as a sinner. He associated himself with a sinner, and he said, I'm with you. By the repentance baptism, Jesus put himself into the line of the repentant sinners. So we are talking about Pharisees, the tax collectors. And the Pharisee, who were Pharisee, they cried. And so Jesus kind of showed that he associated himself with them. He said, I am close to you, I am nearby. I came to resolve the most terrible problem in your life. It's a problem of guilt before the Lord, and the problem of eternal punishment that you will experience after death. I came to resolve your inability to win the sin. I came for sinners, for those who can't fight the sin. And Jesus was in the line, and John the Baptist said, this is Messiah, I will baptize him. But suddenly someone was standing, or even today as we read it, and he thought, what's so amazing that one more or another spiritual leader understands my problem with sin, and moreover, he is even trying to resolve it. And some would say there was Abraham, who understood our sinful nature, but he did not resolve this problem. I remember there was Moses, and he understood the issue, and he learned, and he taught the folks, but he failed. when a lot of people failed and died in the desert. The great Moses, to whom God was talking as with a friend. What about David? He's been also a spiritual leader. He wrote wonderful psalms. But he did not resolve the issue of sin. We still make sins and we still lose. There were prophets and there were priests. Some country leaders also try to develop the societies and make it better. Everyone understood my fight, but no one could help me. Pharisees came to John the Baptist and other outstanding personalities, but all of them lost, and they will keep on losing.
Что такого удивительного, почему это он, заявляя себе такие вещи, почему я должен к нему относиться радикально иначе? Почему в нем надежда для меня? Никто еще не смог победить все искушения.
No one won all the temptations, and the punishments are coming up. And this young guy called Yeshua, the Jesus in Greek, the young guy, he was 30. He is getting baptized with the sinners and spiritual leaders. Why would I trust him? The difference of Jesus Christ of all other spiritual leader is radical. He was different from all great and spiritual heroes. They cannot be compared to him. The greater prophet of the New Testament cannot deserve to untie the sandals on Jesus' feet. And the John the Baptist says, I do not deserve to do so. So Jesus is standing in the same line with us, but it does not mean he's like us, he's different. And Jesus proves it. He not only said it, just after the Father says, this is my Son, I love him. The Holy Spirit comes on him. And John didn't want to baptize him, and this was his worship. And afterwards, the Jesus was proclaimed to be the greatest Messiah. Jesus was taken to a desert where this announcement is proved and confirmed. In the desert, Jesus faced with most terrible temptations ever. And in those temptations, he showed that he is a great winner above all temptations. And Jesus was tempted in everything, but he did not commit a sin. And everyone failed, but he did not commit sin, so he knows the way out. He can be a mediator to everyone who is experiencing temptation. Let's take a look at this. Verse 1. And I will also draw some passages from Mark as well. So we will go verse by verse. Verse 1. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit. This is what happened after baptism. And Jesus is above full guidance of his Father. So he was fulfilled with God's will, and he is full of the Holy Spirit. During the baptism, he He has not been serving for 30 years, and then he revealed himself to the people. And everyone knew about him. Immediately he came from Galilee. And he walks alone. And so he was fulfilled, full of Holy Spirit. And Father told him he is his favorite son. So Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert. While people thought he would go to Jerusalem because he was anointed by the Holy Spirit, he was 30 and he could have started the ministry, and he was to go to the place where people are seeking the Lord, where all the priests in Jerusalem, all the teachers of law dwell. So he was supposed to go there, according to our logic. He was supposed to go to start a very successful ministry, and people will believe in him, will follow him, and from the center the rest will repent. So Jesus was acknowledged by the priests, by the saint people in Jerusalem.
Сегодня некоторые хотели бы так благовествовать, если мы приведем к покаянию какую-то голливудскую звезду, она придет,
people would like to use this model of evangelism, that a movie star will repent and will acknowledge God and will decline the roles in a certain movies and will tell everyone about God. What a strategy, you may think. What if great people repented? That would work. So people should acknowledge it and support his glory, and this will work. But Holy Spirit takes him to an opposite condition and place. So he was led by the Spirit in the desert. But desert doesn't mean a lot of sand. It's a stone desert. Those are rocks, stones, rocky mountains. And it's very hot in there. It's heat. On the territory where Israel is, but the Spirit took him to the desert, and Mark adds immediately. He was led by the Spirit in the desert. Jesus, you have to go to the desert. It's not by devil he was brought there. It's not Jesus who wanted to go to the desert. The Holy Spirit takes him to the desert. And Matthew says, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And he allows the devil to do his temptations. Some people should say, if God loves me, can any hardships happen to my life? People who think so, they should stumble at this moment. And the love and the merciful God, who just said to Jesus that he loves him, and my will is in you, my good will is in you.
Что-то невероятно важное, миссия или твое призвание, грандиозно. Я очень тебя люблю, ты исполняешь самое.
And the Father said he loves him very much because you're about to fulfill a very important goal. And suddenly we should imagine there should be a throne or an army. It should look differently. If God loves, if He is strategically thinking, your life should happen in a different way. But He brings him to the desert and takes him there immediately and does it to, in order to be tempted by the devil. After the start of the ministry, God allows to tempt Jesus with the very terrible temptations. One scholar said that temptations oftentimes followed after the time of initiation.
Посвященное, влиятельное, ответственное служение.
The devoted, influential ministry always contains hardships in it. If the ministry is devoted, if you don't do it, if you do it with wholeheartedly, if you sacrifice yourself, if this ministry has big influence, it always contains and difficult hardships in it. That's why many Christians are not devoted to the ministry, because they do not want to suffer. They want to have the ministry without pain, which is not the ministry we inherited from Jesus Christ. In the very beginning, He took Jesus to the desert. These hardships do not always come in the beginning, but they come for sure. In our church, and not only in our church, I saw people who devoted themselves. The more they devoted themselves to the ministry, the more difficult it was them. It became for them to keep on doing the ministry. Many people start the ministry based on the certain romantics. This is so great, the great Messiah. And then they see how this romance goes away, how it fades away, and you just cannot keep on doing it. The ministry gives you a challenge, it's challenging the weaknesses of your heart. And if you do not grow in it, those hardships will take you away from this ministry. Our God experienced the most terrible temptations in the ministry. He was betrayed. People didn't want to follow Him. The greatest peaks of His ministry, people called the devil's actions against Him. They
Вельзевула, князя бесовского, действует. Они говорили ему: ты бесноватый.
They told him that he was possessed by evil demons. Even her mother, his mother, believed that he was out of his mind when she saw how he was preaching. If he entrusted himself to people, if he were serving for the sake of people's praise, he would be destroyed. But he didn't do it for the sake of glory. He didn't do it for the sake of appraisal from people. He didn't do it to be popular. And our ministry is not meant to satisfy our desires, our needs. Remember Christ, He was betrayed. He was left alone. His closest friends turned away from him, leaving him alone before crucifixion. And one of his disciples, it was one of his disciples, one of his friends, who betrayed him. Jesus had to go through the hardest tribulations of his ministry, but he was the winner. He got the victory in the end. That is why he can help every soul that devoted itself to ministry. He knows how to do it. He knows what it's like. He has been through everything, all the pains, all the hardships, all tribulations, and he says that one can go through it. It is possible. It is possible to survive till the end and not be destroyed. But it's only possible if we walk hand in hand with Christ, if we trust Him. If you are influential in your ministry, Satan will do everything to destroy you. He will bring about people who will be criticizing you. He will surround you with the ones who will be indifferent, who will be disappointed. He will surround you with people who will always be in need of attention, who will always demand to be served, but who will never serve you in return. Satan will tempt you a lot. If you devote yourself to ministry, there's nothing surprising in that. There's nothing unusual in that. After devotion, you will have to go through a desert. This ministry may look irrational. The ministry of Christ. Christ was supposed to be the bright leader. Instead, he went into the wilderness and was beaten with temptation. Is that love? If God does that to His own Son, are the parents who force their children to study, to work, loving? The children may think so, may ask this question when they want to play and they are forced to do something. I once heard a song with such lyrics, love is only one yes, and no is not love. Love is greater than simply satisfying one's desires. We may have some ideas of how things should be in our lives, but God is greater than that, and He will allow things that fall out of our logic to happen in our lives, and this is love. The Holy Spirit prepares Jesus for successful ministry, and this is love. God knew, the Father knew, that Jesus would have to go through tremendous tribulations, and the end of them would be most painful. Even when Jesus was thinking about it, The blood vessels dripped blood on his face. That's why his father prepared Jesus to this ministry in this way. 40 days in wilderness, face to face with the devil. The Holy Spirit was bringing Jesus to a great glory through a very hard ministry. If you remember Job, who was suffering for, as it looks, no reason, you will also have to suffer.
Мне не послужило.
If you want to reach the glory, in the end,
Иов не был ближе. Подробнее расписано, больше выражена боль, больше падений.
When I read the book of Job,
это моя проблема моих отношений со Христом.
I realized that this story was even brighter to me than the life of Christ. It was about suffering, a lot of suffering, which was not deserved. And sometimes, oftentimes, it seems to me that I suffer more than I deserve. But the biggest pain that a human ever had to go through was in the life of Christ.
И просто то, что мы вспомнили, должно просто переполнять нашу душу. Это должно проповедовать мощно нашей душе. Он так страдал. Я могу.
So the suffering of Christ has to preach to our souls, has to preach to our hearts every time we are tempted to think that we are miserable, that we don't deserve what we have. This is why Jesus was led by the Spirit to show a tremendous example for our hearts and our souls. Another reason why this temptation was love, was an expression of love from the Father, is because God showed us an image of a true servant. The leader that God gave to the people was not a glorious king. No, it was a man, a little man, a tired, exhausted man, tempted, beaten by the Satan with all the fears that Satan had for the Son of God. When we look at the greatest leader of all times, we see an exhausted man.
Все его знания, вся его тонкость в искушениях сейчас он применяет ко Христу.
With very eyes, with dry lips,
я еще даже не в этой школе, я еще только поступаю туда. Он 100 классов.
Skinny and tired.
Иисус, исполненный Духа Святого,
Jesus filled with the Holy Spirit.
Это любовь. Это христианское служение. Это христианство. Второй стих.
Was led by the Spirit.
В этой пустыне, там,
back to Jordan.
40 дней он был искушаем от дьявола.
In this wilderness, he for 40 days was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry.
Он там был 40 дней
и 40
ночей. Это больше месяца.
For 40 days and 40 nights, it's more than a month.
A lonely
minister appears in the history. He is baptized and then he walks away in the desert. And for 40 days, he doesn't eat, he doesn't drink. His body grows weary.
Он испытывает физическую боль очень тяжелую.
He feels pain, physical pain. He feels spiritual pain. He doesn't have food to distract him from the suffering. Every second of his life, he feels this hunger. He feels the weakness, he feels the pain. Just imagine how tired, how weary he was. He wasn't simply hungry. All this time he was being tempted by the devil, 40 days. He wasn't only tempted at the very end. All 40 days the Satan was offering him ways out of this pain and suffering. All 40 days the Satan was near Jesus. All 40 days he was offering him. Power and brighter future, escape from pain and suffering. Satan was offering Jesus very good things. Probably. He may be pretended to be a friend compared to the grumpy and cruel God who led Christ into the wilderness and suffering and pain. Just imagine Christ on the 20th day of his fasting, and then 21st, 22nd day, when he realizes that there's still a half of the period. And it was God's will for Christ to go through it. Just imagine Christ sitting there on the 20th day and Satan saying, look, it's not that important. Look, there are so many other options. You have rights. You created it all. You are the Son of God in the end. You can do anything. You can have some water and some food right now. You can do anything. And it won't be a sin. Come on, do it. Just imagine yourself fasting for 20 days. I usually fast one day and it's not easy. And look what happened. He ate nothing for 40 days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. In another place, in Mark, it's written that Jesus was alone there with animals. Jackals, ostriches, some birds maybe, but there was no other human there around Jesus for 40 days.
Как минимум, Бог решил, что записано будет очень скромно об этом искушении. Этого достаточно, это должно нас ошеломлять.
For some reason, all these 40 days are not described in the scripture. God decided to only show us the last day and to tell us that there were 40 and they were hard. Look, Jesus was tempted on the first day in the desert, all the days through, and on the last day he had the biggest temptation. When he felt hungry, when the hunger was unbearable, Satan threw the last, the most powerful temptations on Jesus. 40 days Jesus was under the scorching sun, without food, without water.
Полнейшее смертельное измождение его тела.
The deadly weariness.
Тяжелейшая физическая усталость. Передвигать ноги, поднимать руку.
The unbearable physical.
Нет никаких сил. Полное одиночество. Ты один на один
tiredness.
Ужасающая усталость души.
He was exhausted to the very end. The very body,
the very soul,
Christ's brain had to work very actively, had to be aware of what was happening every second. He had to be able to analyze, to think, to pray, to find an answer to a crafty word of Satan.
Ваш мозг работает. Иисус, Иисус был там не за компьютером, но его, его состояние, его мозга было полностью активным.
Jesus was there, and his brain was active all the time, and he was fighting with Satan. These temptations were sucking power out of it, sucking any strength out of him, any ability to withstand, to fight. But he stood it all.
Искушения связаны с будущим, а не только с пустыней. Искушения, которые говорят, что тяжесть 40 дней по сравнению с предстоящими тремя годами курорт.
Just imagine that these 40 days were Disneyland compared to the next 3 years that were waiting for Jesus. What was waiting for him was much worse. And just imagine that all this time Satan was telling Jesus that he was the Messiah. He could avoid it. He could choose another way. He could accept the glory. He could be the king. Satan offered Jesus to just jump off the roof of the temple and escape it all. Or maybe work a miracle, a great miracle, so that all people would follow Jesus after seeing real angels saving him. But Jesus didn't do it.
С улыбкой на лице. Пошел вон. А ты давай, издевайся. И мы стоим и хохочем с этого. Подумайте, трудно об этом думать даже. Душа противится, и сатана приходит и искушает самую глубинную ценность нашей души, нашу любовь к нашим детям. Ну, это просто пример.
This is an example.
Или что еще для нас ценно? Может быть, мама?
Think of the greatest values of your heart.
Или ценно что-то, что мы ценим в жизни, и вот мы можем это все.
Imagine that, for example, you have a child, and you love your child immensely, and you have to allow a molester do frightening things with your child, and you have to watch it.
Ну вот такой вариант Иисус ответил, такой вариант Иисус ответил, такой, окей, все, тест пройден, три галочки поставил, ничего такого особенного не было.
Likewise, God had to watch his son being tempted, his son suffering. He had to allow it all to happen. The 40 days of temptation in the desert and then 3 years of a very, very, very hard life, ending with death on the cross. Unjust accusation of a holy soul and suffering in the hell. God allowed it to happen. Now think of another thing. Sometimes you suffer, you go through a hardship, and when it ends, you have an urge to allow something to yourself, to, for example, to eat a candy or an ice cream, just something to, you know, to make it better. Лука называется это, ну, Satan was tempting Jesus to somehow cheer himself up with something tiny, to make the things easier on him.
Сколько он подталкивал измождённого Иисуса думать плохо о своём отце.
Just imagine how many times Satan tried to make Jesus think lies about his father.
Что это было провозглашено, это не какой-то не такой план, но это неправильно, ну ты сам подумай. И Иисусу нужно было над этим думать и сражаться.
Jesus had to fight in his brain and in his soul. Satan is the one who always lies us about everything, about everyone. And he was lying to Jesus all this time.
Ради этих, которые сердца ты знаешь, со всеми их грехами, которых они сами не знают и открываются в
Could be saying, come on, look, who are you suffering for? These people, they don't care about you. They will crucify you, they will spit on you. They are not ready to accept your love. They don't want it. Even after your death and after your resurrection, your church will be persecuted. Your children will be hated because of you. Your name will be hated by people all the time till the very end. And even the chosen ones, even the Israelites, they will not accept you. They will not believe that you are God. They will not believe that you are the one, that you are the Messiah. Even after your death and resurrection, they will be persecuting those who believe in you. They will be scattered all around the world. And to the very end, only some of them will believe, not all. There will be a lot of pretenders who would go to church and pretend to be Christians. Look, all these people don't love you, they don't need you, they don't want to know you, they want to be happy. That's all they want. They don't care about you. But Jesus still chose to go to the very end. For our sake, for the sake of our salvation, to give us a chance.
Он был изгнан с небес за свою непомерную гордыню. Он правит сегодня темными силами этого мира, бесами и тех,
Today Satan is still the prince of this world. He has a great number of evil spirits serving him. And he has a great influence on people. Just like Job, Jesus was under enormous stress all the time. People don't go through such temptations, but still they betray God. Sometimes even a little innocent temptation is enough for a person to turn away from God. Jesus was not like that. I remember the story of one German who was captured in the Soviet Union after the Second World War, and then he was a pastor. Many years later, he was a pastor in Latvia, and he was arrested there. And he remembered how he was questioned, how he was tortured, and he was on the very edge. On the very verge of resenting Christ. But he remained faithful, and after that, he never told that story of that life. There was nothing to boast about. He was on the very, very verge of saying no to God. And it was very, very hard for him to go through that. And stay faithful to Christ. He said that he lived in fear all the time. And when the police came to take him, he felt the
cold.
He was sweating bullets. He was trembling, he was shaking, he was shivering when he knew what was waiting for him. There are people who had to suffer a lot of for Christ, for his name. Some were persecuted and tortured to death. Others were tortured. They survived, but all their lives they lived in fear. They had the memories of those tortures, of the humiliation they had to go through. And at those moments, Satan says, look, you don't deserve it. You deserve happiness. You don't have to go through it. You don't have to take this pain. Look, there is a way out. Commit a suicide, and the pain will be over. I understand you. I understand how hard it is. Or divorce your wife. You shouldn't bear it. You can still be happy. It's so hard for you. You shouldn't go through this pain. Have pity on yourself. Go to other church. Say a little lie. It's not a big sin. You will do it only once, and then everything will be okay. Satan tempts us all the time. And he knows exactly what will be the hardest thing for us to stand. These were hard temptations. Just look at the few pictures, a few paintings of Christ. They are not bright enough, but Jesus didn't look that nice. He actually looked scary at the very end of this period in the wilderness.
Были Христу в конце предложены. Но сейчас мы видим, что он сильно страдал, и поэтому он может нам помочь. Есть выход.
Later on we will talk about the temptations that Jesus had to go through at the end of this of his ministry.
Пытался помочь.
Now let's just
Авраам пытался помочь, не смог.
Meditate over the temptations that Jesus had to face in the desert. And let's remember that there were great people in the history. Moses, Abraham,
Aaron,
Samuel, David, Nathan, they were all sinners. They were great people, but they were all sinners. And none of them could fight sin till the very end. They were all anointed. They were all the chosen ones. Even Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, she wasn't holy. She also sinned. Apostle Paul, Peter, John, they were all sinners. They were all losers in their fight with this sin. And they cannot save us. They cannot redeem us from sin. All the pastors, all the brothers and sisters, all great Christians, our parents, anyone, any person, very good person, very good Christian, none of them can help us in our fight with sin. They can help, but they cannot rescue us. They cannot give us the power to fight with Satan and win. Even the best Christians in the history were infected with sin. Jesus was the only one who didn't lose. He was the only one who was tempted with everything. And he was the winner. And the biggest temptation at the end of his life, before he was crucified, was offered to him, and he won. Jesus is the only one who can lead us through this life and help us win in this battle with the devil, with sin, with death. So please stop looking at you, looking at yourself, at other people, at circumstances. Stop listening to the Satan who offers you a better choice, an easier choice. Reject it all. Reject yourselves. Reject your self-pity. Look at Christ. He is the only one. He is the only hope. He is higher than that. He is holding you by your head, and He is leading you. And even if everything else falls, if everything else melts down, if everything else disappears, just hold His hand tight and follow Him. Devote yourself to following Him to the very end. He is the only one worthy of trust. Don't entrust your souls to people. Don't place your greatest hopes in people. They are weak. They can betray. They have to fight themselves. Even the best teachers, the most loving people in your lives are sinners. The best people in your lives also fall. But Jesus can lead you through it all. Let's now stand up, pray, and sing to God. We can go through the most scary tribulations. He can take us out of the dead ends of our lives. Even if everything falls apart in our lives, Jesus will be there for you. There is no darkness that Christ cannot take us out of. We can lose everything, absolutely everything. But we will have 100 times more in Christ.